This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Let's begin today in the cloud, because Boston is a hub of a lot of businesses, including cyber and cloud security. It is such a hub, in fact, that Amazon chose Boston to host its first conference dedicated to cloud security, which is now going on at the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center. But what exactly is cloud security, and why is Boston a leader in it? Joining us in studio are two Boston CEOs, Tom Turner of BitSight and Sam King of Veracode. Tom and Sam, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Tiziana.
Also with us via Skype is Joel Brenner. He's former Inspector General of the National Security Agency and head of U.S. Counterintelligence in the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. And now he's a senior research fellow at MIT. Joel Brenner, welcome back to you.
Thanks very much. Great to be here.
Glad to have you. So Tom and Sam, I'm going to start with the two of you. First, when we say cloud security, that might sound a bit nebulous, actually, to folks. So what exactly does that mean? What does it entail? Tom, go ahead.
Well, I think it's important to demystify the whole idea of the cloud. The cloud is a way to deliver services that businesses run on in the same way that data centers used to do it in a more traditional environment. So all of the things that you would think about in terms of making your business safe, you have to do in today's cloud environment in the same way that you tried to do that in the more traditional data center and brick-and-mortar environment that that companies exist in.
So, Sam, what's a metaphor that the average listener who maybe hasn't run a business yet or works for their company and he doesn't have eyes into that piece of the operation, what's a metaphor that makes it easy to understand?
Yeah, so the way I think about cloud is that it's the great equalizer. And what I mean by that is that if you wanted to set up a business that's relying on software, that's relying on technology, you had to build up that technology stack and then think about running your business on top of it. What cloud providers do is they essentially give you that technology stack. They manage that technology stack for you so you can focus just entirely on your business and the value that you're bringing to your customers.
So where people might have thought of outsourcing, let's say, their janitorial services, now they're outsourcing their technology capability, basically.
You can think of it that way.
Okay. So, yeah. Tom Turner, why do you think that cybersecurity ratings for companies are going to be as important as credit scores in the future? You've made a bet on that. How come?
Well, I think, you know, if we think of how much of an impact a cybersecurity incident can have on a company and how top of mind cybersecurity is for organizations around the world, companies need a way to think about business impact and making risk decisions in the same way that they make decisions around credit, the way they end, where they make decisions about who they do business with. And you need to simplify that conversation. And so a rating, in the same way that Moody's and Standard & Poor's, makes it easier for an investor to think about whether they're going to invest in a bond or whether a consumer credit rating makes you a better or worse decision for credit or a credit card. Cybersecurity ratings are equally important when you think about choosing who you'll do business with, the companies that you are already using to build your business on, like an Amazon, or when you think of companies that you might want to acquire. A rating is a really important way to take what used to be a very technical conversation and put it in the realm of business where it can be understood by everyone in the organization.
To help me make...
Can I jump in here for a
sure,
second?
Sure, absolutely, Joel, please.
In the interest of simplification and demystification, I think a lot of listeners need to understand there is no such thing as the cloud. There are lots of cloud services, and behind every cloud, there's really a clump. And the clump is a bunch of servers in a building somewhere. I agree with everything Tom and Sam have said, including the likelihood that we're going to see ratings. But people need to understand what we're talking about are the contracting out of communication services to different cloud providers who provide different kinds of services, which I'm sure Tom and Sam will be articulate about more than I can. But it's very important to understand there is no such thing as the cloud. There are groups of servers that perform services for other people.
Joel, that's really helpful. Thanks. Let's stay with that metaphor for a second. Sam, so we've got clouds and clumps, which from my simple mind, that works very well. This conference that Amazon Web Services is hosting here in Boston today and tomorrow, are we better at clouds and clumps? Is that why we're doing it here? What does it say about us that the conference is happening here?
So I think that it is not a coincidence that AWS has chosen Boston as the place to have their inaugural cybersecurity conference. So first of all, the cybersecurity conversation was rising in importance at their regular conference, which is reInvent, so much so that they felt they needed to have a dedicated conference on that. And the fact that they've picked Boston is a nod to the fact that we have a very thriving cybersecurity culture here and that we have a very thriving set of companies doing cybersecurity.
What does it mean to have a thriving cybersecurity culture? What is the culture of cybersecurity?
We have 30-plus degree programs that are being offered in cybersecurity across 18 or so universities in the Massachusetts area. Cybersecurity is a field that's really about keeping pace with technology. And if you're not training people on cybersecurity the way we are training a lot of people on technology, you're not going to keep pace with it.
All right. So, Joel, I want to come back to you. That was a really helpful description that you gave. So now that we understand there's not one cloud, there's clouds and clumps, we have to take that cybersecurity important. Why – help our listeners understand. Why do we need to care as listeners about cloud security in particular, especially if there is no such thing as one cloud?
Well, there are cloud services. And let me start this way. If you want to make your network secure, you really have to do three things. You have to be able to know for certain who's on it. You have to be able to know what is running on it. And you have to be able to know what traffic is moving through it. Very few companies do any of these things very well, let alone all three of them. And that's not the business that most people are in. This is a complicated thing, and people aren't able to manage their computer services any more than they could manage their own telephone services, if you want to take something much simpler. And so if that's not your line of work and you're not doing it very well, there's an enormous appeal of going to one of an increasing number of companies who will do many of these things for you. They can't do everything for you, and we'll come back to that later, but they can help you either by offering you infrastructure or a wide range of services and to run communications for you in ways that are more likely to be secure than you can do it yourself. This is very important.
So, Tom, based on that, so we've got businesses helping other businesses run their data through this more nebulous infrastructure. How vulnerable are companies and the average person when they store their data in the cloud? Can it ever really be safe?
Well, I think that it's important to strike a balance between being secure and managing risk effectively. You know, in the same way that all banks recognize at some point they might be the target of a robbery. Mm-hmm. I think all firms and, in fact, all individuals have to be comfortable with the fact that they will be the target of some form of cybersecurity attack. So it's really about how you manage risk. And so, you know, when you think of ways to build your business, for example, on an Amazon-provided cloud, or whether you choose to build your business in a different way, you know, you have to think about how you manage the risk of the choices that you make. And, you know, defense and depth is really important in the same way that you think about securing your house and mm-hmm. having locks on the door and alarms and greater levels of personal security. Exactly the same considerations have to be put in place, not because we live in a world where there will never be a cybersecurity attack.
Well, because we know there already have been.
We know that everyone will be the subject of one of those, whether by target or by choice. And so being able to sort of have a risk-based decision-making process is really important.
All right. So, Joel, let's go back to this idea of Amazon Web Services. And I do just want to disclose here, I have a brother-in-law who works for Amazon, and we try to be really clear about those kinds of things. Joel, they're putting on the conference, but they also, by some measures, are the largest player in cloud services. In 2017, they controlled more than 40% of the cloud market, and they run the back end of companies, everything people are used to, Netflix, Slack, Pinterest. In fact, they control more of the cloud market than their three closest rivals combined. That includes IBM, Microsoft, Google. Joel, does it concern you when so much of this one market is in the hands of one company?
Sure, it does. And I'm not criticizing AWS or Amazon for doing a very good job of beating the competition. But when we talk about security, we ought to keep three separate issues in mind. One is when you have data in a system, you want to know, is it authentic? Is it confidential? Is it available? By authentic, I mean, has somebody mucked with it and changed it? By confidential, I mean, has somebody been able to see it or steal it? And by availability, I mean, is it going to be there when you want it? Now, cloud services clearly do better than almost any business on authenticity and confidentiality, but they represent for a business a single point of failure. And so the issue of backing up becomes important, and what you put on, what you do put out into the cloud and what you keep or back up yourself is another issue. Now, when you raise the issue of Amazon's 40%, the availability issue as a single point of failure becomes an issue for the whole country to think about, not just an individual company. Because if something were to happen to Amazon's cloud, if it were successfully attacked, then an enormous number of businesses would be unable to operate for however long that lasted. Or at least if, you know, I talk about attacking its cloud also is in different pieces. So the point I'm making is that extreme concentration is itself a vulnerability. This is a separate issue from what you might think of as the antitrust angle on this, of is somebody in a position of market dominance where they can dictate prices and so on. I don't think that's going on at all.
So, Joel, that sounds really vulnerable. I mean, that the single point of failure, you're kind of freaking me out. And Sam, Gartner estimates that companies in 2019 will spend $124 billion in data cybersecurity. Is it going to work? I mean, when companies spend all that money, are we going to be safe?
So that's a great question. And I think it depends on how we spend that money and where we spend that money. And I think some of the security issues that arise are as a result of complexity. So on the one hand, I agree with what Joel is saying about there being the single point of failure or single point of vulnerability with AWS. On the other hand, there is a simplicity to their architecture because it's one architecture that applies across their cloud platform versus a lot of enterprises that are global in nature where they have a data center in one country which is doing things one way in a data center in another country that's doing things another way. So that complexity also introduces security vulnerabilities. I think it largely comes down to having a good understanding of what the attack vectors are. What do threat actors
want
to do? You
mean the attack opportunities?
The attack opportunities. Where are you most vulnerable? Mm-hmm. And I think it would be a mistake for any enterprise to think that just because they're moving their data and applications to the cloud, that they can rely entirely on the cloud service provider for security. It has to be a shared responsibility.
Okay, so I want to come back to Joel for just one more question here. Joel, you were at the NSA, and I want to ask you both, what is the role of government in ensuring security in the cloud and all of this? And frankly, can Congress keep up on the legislative and regulatory side? We've all seen the Facebook hearings. Seems like legislative leaders are out of step with technology. So what's your perspective there? Quickly.
Well, you've packed a lot into that.
I did. And I want you to do it all in like 10 seconds.
In 10 seconds. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Ability of Congress to keep up with the technology, not very good whatsoever. Although dealing with it on structural issues like, you know, market share is different from trying to regulate technology. Technology moves fast. Lawmaking moves very, very slowly. I'm going to come back real quick to something that Sam was saying, which is that people need to understand that these cloud providers, however sophisticated they are, or even companies, you know, like BitSight and Veracode, can't do thinking for the company. They can help you enormously, but people have to think through themselves what they're going to do, and they have to govern. Security is not a purchase. It's a series of practices. And they have to do with organization in the company. You know, where does a CISO report? They have to do with HR policies of onboarding and termination and so on. Most of the problems we have aren't the technology. They have to do with bad management and with personnel practices. And the cloud services can help you deal with that, but they can't solve that for you.
That's Joel Brenner. He's former Inspector General of the National Security Agency and head of U.S. Counterintelligence in the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, now a senior research fellow at MIT. Thanks for being here, Joel.
Great. Thanks.
Tom Turner is CEO of BitSight. Tom, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And Sam King, CEO of Veracode, thanks to you as well.
Thank you.
There's more coming up on Radio Boston. Next, the teenager behind Brookline's push to offer free tampons and pads in all of its town-owned restrooms. I'm Tiziana Deering. This is Radio Boston.